think about it, it's no different to laying sandbags across a door.
Blocking a culvert is no different?
Well, it's the same principle, Justin, diverting flood water from your property to somewhere else.
You sent a torrent of water into the village.
Which would have wrecked the dairy.
Yeah, have you considered what it'll do to Damara if this gets out? Not just litigation, which could run into hundreds of thousands. The publicity alone could destroy us.
Well, that's why I made sure Stefan left Ambridge.
Except now he's back, isn't he?
I thought I was doing the right thing for Barrow.
You've made a complete hash of it.
I was trying to help, which was always my first priority.
Oh, was it?
Whatever else I am, I'm loyal to my employers. Look at my reference from Minnesota.
I don't want to dig through your personnel file.
They didn't want me to leave. Made it clear they'd have me back any time. Thought you appreciated loyalty.
Loyalty? No, not blind recklessness. Do you know how far I stuck my neck out for you? I made myself very unpopular with lots of people by taking you on.
But I appreciate it, Justin.
I thought you had something Damara needed.
I have. Give me another chance and I'll prove it to you. I know I made a serious error of judgment, but I sincerely believe I can still do a good job for you.
How? By letting ex-employees drag our name through the mud?
No, that won't happen. I've come to a sensible arrangement with Stefan.
Sensible? From what I've heard, when bullying failed, you started snivelling.
Oh, I see. It's not enough for her to rat on me. She has to lie about it as well.
Lillian understands what a stupid, dangerous game you've been playing. Of course she told me.
You can't see it, Justin, but I can. That woman can twist you round her little finger.
That's enough.
They're all the same in that family. She's as vicious and nasty as her niece.
Enough! As of now, you no longer work for Damara.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, I wouldn't want to. I won't be cheated out of severance pay.
We'll pay what's owed. After that, I have considerable influence in the agri-industry.
Here it comes.
And by the time I'm through, I promise you, there won't be a company in this country willing to take your call.
Oh.
If there really is anyone foolish enough to offer you work in Minnesota, I'd grab it with both hands.
Well, they know what I'm worth.
Then I suggest you take yourself off at once. I swear it's the nearest to Ambridge you'll ever work again. You're finished here, Rob. For good.